Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in New Plymouth.
And I'm Sarah Jane Moore at Headquarters Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HD from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for June 2024. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. We start tonight with presidential comment. Here's our NZART president, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Daniel?
Kia ora and Palmata Day. Conference 2024. What a weekend. Christchurch Branch 05 and Air Force Museum at Wigram Air Base put on a tremendous weekend. Thank you to all who came and took part. Council appointed a new webmaster. Rob Wallace, ZL2WAL, has already started work on continuing to fix the email issues that had plagued us for some time. Remit 1, containing 50 contacts for new amateurs, lost on a show of hands. However, further work on this may see an amended remit next year. Remit 2, concerning the Constitution, was passed. NZART received a generous bequest from R.E. Millam, ZL1WI. A portion of this has currently been put into two-term deposits and will be earmarked for a special project yet to be determined by Council. Council resolved to increase subs for 2025. The breakdown is as follows. Transmitting and non-transmitting, $125. Family transmitting, non-transmitting, $30, with a total payable of $155. Students aged 20 years of age or under, $10. Overseas, $165. A rebate of $15 will apply if paid before 30 November 2024. Awards were presented. The Jumbo Godfrey Award, Stuart Robinson, ZL2STR of Branch 26. Youth Award Under 20, Leo Ward, ZL3LEO. Young Amateur of the Year Award, Cameron Wood, ZL1DKS. Amateur of the Year Award, Warren Harris, ZL2AJ. Rothschild Cup for Most Licenses in a Single Year, Branch 05, Christchurch. Break-in awards were presented by the editor. Article on World War II deception and counter-deception in the North Atlantic in the July-August 2023 issue on page 18, Rick Jackson, ZL3RIK. Article for the technical notebook column series on design of the ZL10X transceiver, Phil Holiday, ZL3PAH. Article, A Woman's Amateur Radio Journey in the November-December 2023 issue, page 9, by Laura Jackson, ZL3LJ. Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI, was presented with a certificate of appreciation for his contribution as break-in editor between 2015 and 2021. Congratulations to all recipients. AREC structure change. It was resolved that post the discussion at conference regarding the possibilities of structure change with AREC, that Council would now go and seek independent legal advice. Break-in. The break-in editor noted a drop in articles. Please keep the articles coming. For various reasons, articles may be held over for publication at a later date. If you are concerned your article has not been published, drop the break-in editor a note and he will follow up. Due to the rising cost of postage, Council have indicated that unless alternative cheaper postage is found or negotiated, there will come a time that break-in may become digital only. Once the members only side of the NZART website is developed. Callbook. Council decided to keep callbook online only. A more comprehensive callbook will be looked into following the implementation of the members-only access to the NZART website. Unfortunately, due to health and family issues, ZL1BXA Howard Buxton was farewelled from council after 9 years' service. Terry James, ZL1HOG, will replace him on council. That's it from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Daniel. NZRT President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. The Nelson Amateur Radio Club, Branch 26, is hosting Westfest 24 in Murchison over the weekend of September 7th and the 8th. The technology and social event will kick off on Saturday, 7th September, with registration and morning tea starting at 9 a.m. and the technology talks commencing at 10 a.m. Westfest will conclude at around 12:30 p.m. on Sunday, the 8th. Now, Stuart Zedil 2STR is looking for another presenter or two to cover their favourite topics. Presentations should ideally take up to, say, 50 minutes. Now, while there's no official registration to complete to attend Westfest 24, it would be appreciated if you could email a quick note to Stuart Zedil 2STR at strobnz@gmail.com. strobnz@gmail.com, indicating your intention to attend. This will assist the team with numbers to plan for. Westfest 24 in Murchison on the 7th and the 8th of September. To Upper Hutt we go now and join NZART Administrator Sarah Jane Morrow.
Thank you, Jim, and kia ora, NZART. The call book found on the NZART website was amended to include up-to-date AREC information. Recently, NZART was considering the purchasing of new banners for interested branches to house on site. Whilst we initially did not receive enough interest to move forward with this prior to conference, a few branches have recently voiced an interest in acquiring some. Please contact us if this is something your branch is interested in or would like more information about. That's it from us at headquarters. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Sarah Jane. Reporting for NZART headquarters, NZART Administrator Sarah Jane Morrow. It's good news tonight from the Old Timers Club, Grand Old Man Ivan Horn ZL2ATU. Yes, as a result of the OTC meeting held earlier this month in Wigram Christchurch, the Old Timers Club will not need to go into recess. Officers are the Grand Old Man Ivan Horn ZL2ATU, the Secretary, Treasurer and Break-In Columnist Kerry Frame ZL1VW. Recently licensed, Kerry is a direct descendant of the Frame family of Otago. Kerry's great-grandfather was Frank Frame, ZL4BQ, and his grandfather, he was Alan Frame, ZL4GA. Both were involved with OTC from the early days. The OTC Blue Book data and management will continue to be managed by Don Wallace, ZL2TLL. If you have any questions about the Old Timers Club or wish to join, email Kerry, ZL1VW, and you can email him at otc@nzart.org.nz. otc@nzart.org.nz. With news tonight from the New Zealand Waro Waiol Group, it's welcome to Chairperson Topsy ZL2LS.
Thanks, Jim. Greetings, everyone. At the Waro meeting in Palmerston North in 2023, the future of the group was discussed. It was moved and passed that the Waro group be closed. A letter was sent out to every New Zealand Waro member regarding this issue with an email address to reply with comments and suggestions. 12 months later, just one reply has been received. Earlier this month at Christchurch NZART conference, Waro met again to discuss where to from here. There were 5 emails sent to me regarding this matter, with 7 members present at the meeting. It was moved and voted on, 1 abstention, that the name Waro be disestablished. This was passed. Moving forward, we will now be called NZYL Group. This group is open to any YL that would like to join in with us for friendship and be able to chat with some very talented and amazing woman, be it on the air or face to face. There is no joining fee and no annual subscription. The group would like to see some of the younger females come along to our future gatherings. We no longer have a committee, just 2 administrative positions. YL coordinator, which is myself, Topsy Scott, ZL2LS. Treasurer to control managed funds, Heather Scott, ZL2TYF. The ZL6YL call sign will be retained. The net on Thursday nights on 3685, commencing at 8pm, will continue. Please come up if you can. You will be most welcome. NZYL Group News will be made on this NZART official broadcast as and when required. Break-in articles will be prepared as and when we have enough information available to fill the page that we have been allocated. NZYL Group Bulletin will be issued 3 times a year instead of the current 4 times unless I get enough information or time to do more. Continuous membership certificates have now ceased. Other issues are still being sorted. All group members will be informed through the group YL page and break-in. Well, that's about all for me for this YL Group update. I'm Topsy Scott, ZL2LS in Nelson.
Thank you, Topsy. Topsy Scott, ZL2LS, the NZYL Group Coordinator in Nelson. Information from Mark, ZL3AB. Just a reminder, there's 1 week to go until the start of the ZL Sprint Series. Held at 0800 Zulu on a Tuesday night, it runs for the month of July. It starts with 30 minutes of CW, followed by 30 minutes of SSB, and then 30 minutes of FT4, all on 80 metres. The CW-SSB exchange is RST and your outside temperature. The FT4 exchange is your 4-digit Maidenhead grid locator. Note there will not be any combined scoring, with each mode being counted separately. The object is to work as many stations as you can in one or more of the sessions. It's a relaxed introduction to contesting and a chance to try out a new mode or equipment. More fun than trying to steer an inter-islander ferry. The rules are on the NZART webpage. Look under the Activities tab, then Contests, then Sprints. The ZL Sprint Series commencing on the 2nd of July. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's time for Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to a roundup of events from around your region. And we start with the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, Branch 28 NZART, which has a used equipment sale at the clubrooms in Heritage Park in Whangarei on Saturday the 20th of July. Doors open to sellers at 9am and to buyers at 10am. Food is available too. And if you need more details, contact Paul ZL1PC on 021 926 952. That's 021 926 952. Napier Amateur Radio Club, Branch 25 NZART, has its next meeting on Wednesday the 3rd of July at 7:30pm at the clubrooms in Latham Street in Napier, where it's been suggested that a forum of experienced amateurs should be set up to answer questions from the club's ever-growing group of newcomers. Come along and have your say. Down to Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART, which has a visit to the Wellington Police Central Station on Monday, July the 1st at 6pm. Now, details are given in the club's newsletter, so have a look at that for more details. Note the earlier start time of 6pm, so be sure to check the arrangements. To Wellington Branch 50 NZART, which has a branch meeting on Tuesday the 16th of July at 7pm at the Totara Room Collective Hub at 33 Johnsonville Road in Johnsonville. The topic is Wander Search and the Trackers, presented by Ray Harkness, ZL2RAY. Now, in this presentation, Ray will explain and demonstrate the equipment used for finding lost people. And on Tuesday, the 23rd of July, there will be a social meeting at 1:30pm at George ZL2AG's QTH, 14 Vicenta Crescent in Nio, and this is a relaxed social gathering with tea, coffee and biscuits. Now, down to the South Island, and Marlborough Branch 22 NZART has a midwinter lunch on Sunday the 14th of July at Armadillo's in Blenheim from 11:30am. You'll need to let the club know you're attending by the 11th of July, which is the night of the monthly general meeting. Look at the newsletter for details. And finally, Christchurch Branch 05 has its next meeting on Wednesday, July the 3rd, where the presentation will be from Rick, ZL3RIK, on the new NZART awards that have been announced at conference, And that meeting is held at the Clubrooms, which is in Idris Road in Merivale. Well, Jim, that's all from me. Back to you.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. And that's the broadcast for tonight. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 28th of July. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for June 2024. Good night, everyone. Good night now.